From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. An Egyptian-brokered ceasefire for the Gaza Strip between Israel and Hamas will go into effect tomorrow. The truce is expected to lead to an easing of Israel's year-long blockade of Gaza. It's also expected to encourage an end to Hamas rocket and mortar attacks on Israeli territory. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports from Jerusalem.
Senior Israeli and Hamas officials say the Egyptian-brokered truce is scheduled to take hold tomorrow at 6 a.m. local time. The truce calls for a total cessation of hostile fire from Gaza by all Palestinian factions, and Israel has agreed to halt all military operations in Gaza. If the calm holds, Israeli officials say, they will ease sanctions on Sunday and allow more fuel and other supplies to enter Gaza through two main crossing points. However, a full lifting of sanctions, Israel says, depends on the release of a captured Israeli soldier. For both sides, the truce marks tough acknowledgments. The Israeli military has been unable to halt the near-daily rocket and mortar fire from Gaza, and Hamas has been forced to acknowledge the intense pressure that Israeli-imposed sanctions have had on the group and on ordinary Gazans. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Jerusalem.
The U.S. military says it believes yesterday's bombing in northwest Baghdad was the work of a Shiite militia group allied with Iran. Iraqi police say the attack killed more than 60 people. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports from Baghdad.
Investigators are looking for a motive for the most lethal bombing in Baghdad in the past 3 months. U.S. military officials say they have intelligence that the attack was ordered by a man called Haidar al-Fawadi. They say Fawadi leads a Shiite cell supported by Iran and that his motive was to incite Shiite violence against Sunni families attempting to return to their homes in the neighborhood. They say he runs an extortion racket, renting out the homes of displaced Sunnis. So far, Iraqi officials have issued no statements on possible motives. Eyewitnesses say the bombing may have been a botched attempt to attack a meeting between U.S. and Iraqi forces and local leaders that was scheduled to take place nearby. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Baghdad.
The Boston Celtics are NBA champions. In last night's Game 6 of the NBA Finals, the Celtics trounced the Los Angeles Lakers 131-92. Boston won the series 4-2. Paul Pierce was named the series' most valuable player. Celtics center P.J. Brown.
We knew that we were the better team if we played our game. We started off with our defense, we executed on the offensive end, and it all came together.
This is the 17th NBA title for the Boston Celtics. Oil prices are down again today in Asian trading despite expectations that a U.S. government report due out today will show a drop in crude oil inventories. U.S. light crude is down 43 cents to $133.58 a barrel in electronic trading. This is NPR News. A judge has approved a settlement between the state of Virginia and most of the families who lost loved ones in last year's deadly Virginia Tech shootings. Some survivors also are being financially compensated. NPR's Libby Lewis reports.
The $11 million settlement will compensate 24 families of the 32 people killed by student Sung-hui Cho. The settlement also covers 18 people who were wounded in the shootings. The court will consider other settlements next month. The families of each of those killed will receive $100,000. That's the state's limit on liability in wrongful death cases. Those seriously injured victims will have their health care needs covered for life, according to the settlement, and the injured are eligible to receive up to $100,000 each. Of the remaining families of those who died, two have filed notice they plan to file lawsuits. Libby Lewis, NPR News.
Some members of Congress want the Bush administration to file a complaint with the World Trade Organization against 8 members of the OPEC cartel who they say are violating trade rules by colluding to hold down global oil supplies. The 8 OPEC members that also belong to the WTO are Angola, Ecuador, Nigeria, Saudi Arabia, Venezuela, Kuwait, Qatar, and the United Arab Emirates. 10 Democratic and 1 independent senator say the very existence of OPEC violates GATT, the trade agreement that prohibits nations from setting quotas or imposing other restrictions on exports. Despite the current surge in oil prices and growing global demand, OPEC members as a group have refused to boost production. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.